Rebound favor for USA. 13-10, still 3-point lead for the Patriots. As number 5 drives right into the left side, Nick Fletcher puts up the easy layup wide open, and now it's a 5-point lead. Substitutions coming in for both teams at the next stoppage. Nick Bose being guarded by Faber, trying to get across the timeline, and it's tipped out of bounds by McGrayer. So we have Gasho and Zlemmer checking back in for the Lakers, as well as number 32. That's a new guy. I don't even have him on my roster. So we'll try and get a number on him.
32 for Lakers is Nathan Kaczynski.
Nathan Kaczynski, there we go. And we have stuff. We have Ballard back in for the Patriots. Over to the right wing, number 4, Andrew Meade for Lakers. Kicks it into Gasho by chance into the right corner. Trying to feed him to Zlemmer, nothing there. He drives. Gasho then finally kicks it in Zlemmer at the right post. He drives up a little bit of footwork there for the big man and goes no good. Rebound, USA.
It was a nice little up and under move that he did pull on Ballard, but Ballard got the best of him on that.
As McGrayer takes a jump shot from the left baseline, that one goes no good from 12 feet. Out of bounds, last touch by the Lakers. USA ball right in front of the Lakers bench. Substitution for USA, number 20, Kyle Fletcher.
Ballard is going back to the bench.
So, Grant Harris, number 30, kicks it in for USA with 36 seconds left in the first with a 5-point lead for the USA Patriots, 15-10 over the Lakers. McGrayer slowing things down, being guarded by 12 feet by number 12, Evan Gasho. 25 seconds now left in the first, 15-10. McGrayer continues the dribble, not guarded by 6 feet, so he can stay where he is. 15 seconds now.
About 10 seconds, he's going to start going.
As Gasho approaches, now he has to move. Now he clears again. 10 seconds left. Here he goes, just like John said. McGrayer down the right side. Kicks it over to number 1, Joey Southgate, over to number 20. For the 3, this one goes no good. That's Kyle Fletcher and a rebound by Zlemmer. He puts up the half-court shot, and it goes no good. So after 1, USA leads by 5, 15-10. You're tuned to WLIW. Second quarter action coming right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back for the second quarter here. 8 minutes to go before halftime. USA with a 5-point lead. Both teams have led. Lakers have led as much as 2 points. I believe that was 10-8. Right now, though, USA with the biggest lead of their night, 15-10, a 5-point lead for the Patriots. Nick Fletcher is leading all scorers right now for USA with 5 points. He had an old-fashioned 3-point play to start his scoring. As well as Sean Faber, he has 5 as well, a 3-point and a 2-point. So here we go in the second quarter. Lakers get the due to possession. Number 30, Shooty, has the top of the key, being guarded very closely by Southgate for USA. Evan Gasho now the right wing, and we have a timeout called by Lakers.
Coach Majeski just saw that Lakers were not attacking the defense correctly. They were into a man-to-man defense because it looked like a man-to-man, but actually it was a matchup zone.
There you have it. What was the shooting percentages? Do you have those for the first
in
quarter?
The first quarter, USA shot 6-for-14, 43%, and not too far behind. You have the Lakers, 5-for-14, 36%. Very well-played quarter, even though it seemed a little helter-skelter at times.
A little bit there, as it's a 30-second timeout for the Lakers.
If it is a helter-skelter game, Clark, that does favor the Patriots, because Lakers are young, and they're prone to go ahead and make some mistakes with that. But right now, the young Lakers are staying up with the Patriots, I think, pretty well.
Jeremy Majeski, first off, scoring a beautiful sweater vest tonight. Second off, was had the clipboard right on the floor, drying out a play there. So they get it in with ease this time. As Shooty dribbles it right off his foot and goes out of bounds. I don't think Majeski expected that after that.
That's not quite what he drew up, but
oh, really? I had no idea.
I'm sure he was thinking, okay, right idea, wrong execution.
Probably. Not sure how many coaches would write about off-the-shoe pass.
Lakers back into a 1-3-1 zone.
As McGrair has the top of the key, 7.5 minutes left. Still 15-10, a 5-point lead for the red, white, and blue. McGrair feeds it into Ballard by a seam, and the loose ball. Shooty gets it, and he's on the floor, and we have a jump ball, we think.
Unless the timeout was called, and...
It's going to be USA ball by possession.
Yep, no timeout.
The official never called, actually, call. Number 30, Grant Harris passes into number one, Southgate top D, over to McGrair left wing. Back out to Nick Fletcher. Kyle Fletcher, excuse me, feeds it into Ballard, and he puts up the easy two from the left side. Now a 7-point lead for the Patriots. Schwemmer brings it down for the Lakers. Kicks out to Shooty from the right wing for three. Yes! So Lakers come back and respond from themselves. Shooty with his first points of the night makes it a three. And now it's only a 4-point lead for the Patriots.
I'm telling you, Shooty is deadly out there.
Grant Harris over to McGrair. Tom D is Southgate for USA. Six minutes and 50 seconds left before halftime. He's into number 30, Grant Harris again. And Southgate for three on the right wing. This one goes no good. Rebound, Grant Harris. McGrair to number 20, Kyle Fletcher from the jump shot from the free throw, and it's good. Kyle Fletcher now has 4 points, thanks to the 6-point lead for the USA Patriots. That's the second largest of the night. Swimmer kicks it up, tries to feed it into Gaccio. And Gaccio thought it was tipped, so he didn't go after the loose ball. And then it was USA ball. Majewski, head coach for Lakers, discussing it with the officials. He doesn't believe the call. If it stands, which it appears it is going to, it could be McBrayer passing into number 5 for USA.
Actually, Clark, that was a good call.
I agree.
In a game like this, you have to go for any loose ball. Everyone and all of them.
McBrayer at top of the key. 6:15 left for halftime. 6-point lead for the Patriots, 19-13.
Lakers is showing a man-to-man defense right now.
And Fletcher, number 20, Kyle Fletcher, takes the jump shot once again from the free throw line, and it's good. It's now an 8-point lead. Largest lead of the night for the Patriots, 21-13. Blummer kicks it up over to Binder, left wing for the Lakers. Barely gets across the timeline. Nick Post for three from the right wing. This one goes no good. Rebound, Blummer. He can't hang on to it. Binder ends up half with it. And Gaccio has the left wing. Back up to Nick Post, right wing. He tries to feed it into Schwemmer, and into the hands of number 5, Nick Fletcher. He goes up, and he gets fouled on the way in by Nick Post. That's going to be Post's second foul of the night, and only the third for the Lakers overall. Very few fouls called tonight thus far. 5:37 left in the second. 8-point lead for the Patriots, trying to make that 10, with number 5, Nick Fletcher, at the line shooting 2. They called it a number 12. Evan Gaccio for the Lakers. He wasn't even close to that call.
He was close, but, it's kind of like take your pick.
So, no foul trouble yet for the Lakers. First free throw is up and good from Nick Fletcher. Now 9-point lead, 22-13. Now the officials want to discuss things once again. And they did call it on Post. There we go. So they changed their call once again.
Unbelievable.
So Evan Gaccio still with no fouls. Nick Post with 2. Second free throw for Nick Fletcher is up and good. He goes 2 from 2 from the free throw line. And now it's a 10-point lead for the Patriots into Nick Post. Bringing up the court, trying to get things going here. 5.5 before halftime. Swimmer at the free throw line over to Binder in the left post. Back out to Gaccio for 3 from the left wing, and it's good. Great ball movement for the Lakers. Had the USA zone cashed in, and Gaccio cashed in for himself with a 3. Now only a 7-point lead, and Ballard has it inside the paint. This one goes short, rebound Schwemmer, and Ballard is going to get called with the over-the-back.
That would be number 2 on Mr. Ballard.
Yes, indeed. And it's the second team foul for the Patriots with 5:15 left before halftime. So Faber comes in and replaces Ballard, who I don't think has seen the court for longer than 2 minutes at a time.
You know, he is my favorite aircraft carrier, and I like to see more of him out there.
Maybe he's at Sawyer Langley Air Force Base.
Maybe in the Air Force, not represented tonight.
Sawyer and Langley, of course, 2 Air Force Bases. Binder goes up for the wide-open layup from the right post. This one goes no good. And here comes USA. Score remains 23-16. USA over the Lakers.